when puns are illegal.
Correct.
Only criminals will have puns.
Yes. First they came for the puns, and nobody
nobody
stopped them.
Nobody cared.
Nobody stopped them.
They were all like, nope, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was easy. It was easy to find the punsters because...
They were laughing at their own jokes.
That. But also they said, we're here to see you. And the person said, hi, here to see you. I'm dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God. So many fatherless children.
It's just like the...
as they're being dragged away, don't touch the thermostat.
Yeah, it's just like the little cartoon where the like scream killer is like, Marco! And the person's like... Polo! Worth it!
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Shave and a haircut.
Yep. Greetings, Apropos-y. And buckle up for the sex.
Mm.
Is it the Apropos of Nothing podcast?
With your hosts,
Salsa.
James.
And I'm Jenna.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'm not okay with Salsa trying to be a cheerful James, and I am not okay with James trying to be a sourpuss Salsa.
Well, you know, it's like that commercial from the 1963 World
Duty Fair.
No.
You know, the one for Ford Motors.
Mm.
The one that said, I have seen the future. Yeah.
My own joke is hilarious.
To be fair, you also think your own jokes are hilarious.
That's because mine are.
Also, I appreciate any reference to the original Futurama.
See?
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's unfreaky Friday this
I would
shit.
Like to drink.
Yeah.
So, all right. You may remember that this month, in honor of various holidays, we are making all of our drinks with creme de cacao, chocolate liqueur. Yeah, you need it.
That was flawless accent. Ask any French speaking person.
They won't know which accent it was, but it was
but
flawless.
It was
yes.
Flawless.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a diamond that hasn't been cut yet.
Yes.
So this time around, I just grabbed some random shit and threw it in.
You know,
random
like
shit.
Love.
Like love.
Like Valentine's Day.
So this is mostly creme de cacao.
I was at the gas station and I thought of you.
But in the very way back of the AON bar, I found the final remains.
The dusty bottles on the top shelf.
It was the dusty bottles on the top shelf.
Yep.
The final remains of UV cake and UV whipped.
Oof.
And I only...
Which is the kinky one.
Yeah. I believe I remember those bottles from a drink we made at Die Laughing.
Uh-huh.
In, like, not even the last Die Laughing we did live. Like, 2017, 2018, something like that.
Seems right.
Like, that's it, you know what? It was time.
I mean, my drink can almost drink.
Oh, God.
2017's only been a couple years ago.
So, yeah, I put a little bit of that in, and then also just a touch of grenadine, just to give it a little something more than just
this is
the
like
base.
Like a Black Forest cake.
Kind of. A little bit.
Yeah.
So we got the cake, we got the whipped, we got the grenadine. Was there a vanilla?
Yeah, there was just a touch of the vanilla thing.
Yeah.
Just
vanilla
a little
vodka
bit.
And then the chocolate.
Yep.
Okay.
So.
Ooh, it smells amazing.
Yeah.
Who knows if it will be amazing?
I don't know. It's probably going to give us diabetes, though.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. That tastes like liquid chocolate cake mix.
Yeah.
It does not taste like a chocolate cake. Nope. It tastes like liquid chocolate cake mix.
This is chocolate cake batter.
Yeah, batter. Ooh, it's the batter.
Batter up.
Batter. Mm, yep. There we go.
That's what it's called. That's the name.
Mm.
Tonight we are drinking a batter up, and does it need to be cooked?
Yeah, that's it's syrupy. I might
James.
See if I can find an actual recipe at some point. To see if I can make something less syrupy.
Can I get
with
you another ice cube?
Cacao.
No.
Oh. More experimentation, perhaps?
Things are happening.
Well, I mean, Salsa does know his bar better than
things
I
are
do.
Being moved.
He did.
I did, except
lower part of it. He lowered the bar.
That's
or at
true.
Least a part of the bar.
Hey!
He found something.
All right.
Okay, what are we...
What damage are we doing?
Bitters of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You've got a specific bitter in mind. Is it an orange one? I can't read that far away.
Or that
ooh,
close up.
Ooh, cardamom. That might be nice.
Ooh.
Here. I'll let you
all
go.
All right. Yep. We put our faith in Blast Hard Cheese. Can I?
I don't...
My hands are too big.
My hands are not strong enough.
We're about to find out.
I'm going to say James is used to tiny things. That sounds like a euphemism, but he really just likes things that are
open.
Tiny and adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm good.
Wow, dang.
That became
I tell
more
you what,
effort
wow.
than I could.
All right.
Mm.
And then you say, bad bottle. Bad
don't
bottle.
Spank the bottle. Why are you spanking the bottle?
It's opening.
Is it?
It is.
No. Nope, not quite.
No, it's... It is moving, but right. slowly.
Like a snail going uphill in molasses in the middle of January?
Talk about something!
Here, hand this to me while you're finding pliers. Oh, he's got pliers.
Oh, they're
why?
Right there.
Why are your pliers right there?
Why wouldn't your pliers? Right? Actually, my pliers are right next to my workstation as well. They aren't normally right next to my workstation, but they happen to be this time. All right. Well, you let me know.
Yeah. Well,
because I'm pretty okay with my
cake
batter actually.
Put a couple drops in.
Mm-hmm.
I would put more than a couple in, but it does help. It does take
okay.
the edge off.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll
incredible.
Try some.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah, it does give
there
a
you
nice
go.
Smell.
Here you are.
Whoa.
Have it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, all right.
That takes the edge off.
That is a completely different beverage, but it is also good.
Mmm.
Mmm.
I'm all right with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's... I like it both ways, honestly. Hi, I'm bisexual. Weirdos. So, anyway. I can't even with you guys right now.
You can barely
as opposed to other times when you right. absolutely can with us.
No, I cannot.
That did not.
One of us definitely
you.
Objects to that more than
you. I
the
need,
others.
I need another drink. I'm going to run out real quick with that kind of conversation. Hey, bitches, it was Valentine's Day last weekend.
It was.
It very definitely was.
I'm single. What did you guys do?
Have sex.
Oh, see, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
With each other?
Don't kink shame.
I'm not kink shaming. I'm just curious.
Mystified?
I'm just asking a genuine question. Is it like, did you sleep with each other?
Not
like,
this time.
There was no sleeping involved.
Okay. Like, yeah, I wasn't saying that in judgment, just out of, like, curiosity.
One
really.
Of our three
like,
listeners
yeah.
is writing the fanfic right now.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Burn that. Burn it now.
Oh, it'll burn itself.
Yeah. The friction alone.
Wow. No, the beard on beard contact.
Damn it.
No, I had to go out for some stuff on Friday anyway.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So I got things for my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Got the flowers and mm-hmm. some British shortbread chocolates.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And she was very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday on Valentine's Day proper, mm-hmm. I made like thumbprint cookies, basically.
Yeah.
But I got the Dove heart chocolates.
Oh.
And I put those kind of like the you know, the Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah. Ones, yeah.
Like that, except with the Dove hearts.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Improvement.
Mm.
Like mm-hmm. The Hershey Kisses are fine, but the Dove chocolate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I made a batch of cookies with those Dove hearts, and those
nice.
Those were fantastic. Those tasted really good. And then
excellent.
We had just a lovely meal. My wife went to Costco and got the heart shaped ravioli. With the you know, and we had heart shaped ravioli and pasta, and it was delightful.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
That's what we did.
Aw.
Yeah. Nice.
What mm-hmm. about you, James?
So, Thursday is my regular date with Rachel.
Okay.
Partner Rachel. But Friday, I met up with her at MOA because a huge group of us, like 10 of us, were going to Benihana's, and we did not fit around the table properly.
Aw.
Usually, we're very considerate of my left-handedness and Bear's left-handedness. Just, you know,
did you at least get to sit next to each other so one of you could eat properly?
He and I got to sit next to each other, and then I held hands with his wife on his chair behind him and, like, patted his back. Well, Rachel went like shoulder to shoulder with me. It was
an adventure.
It was a tight fit.
Okay. tight fit for Valentine's Day.
But it was really nice. It was really well done. Like Benihana's is exactly that right mixture of, mostly affordable, but fancy. I got my gift from Rachel, which is it's a coffee mug with bees that have fabulous tits. It's a mug with boob bees.
Boobies, yeah.
Yeah. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. It's
what were we talking about earlier about the execution?
Yeah.
Okay.
That we should execute James?
Yeah.
That's what I heard anyway.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that is what you heard.
A firing line, yeah. So the had a lovely dinner with Rachel, and then the next day, I had a wonderful day with Jax, and we were both extremely blown up from the week, so I ran to Aldi and picked up some of our favorites, but they didn't have the what they call the cattleman's cut, which is just like these little round steaks wrapped in bacon, already wrapped in bacon. So I got a fancier cut, and then thick cut pepper bacon, and wrapped that and pinned it with toothpicks, and then made those in an iron pan while asparagus was baking in the oven, roasting in the oven. And it turned out really well. Yeah. It's my first time cooking that particular cut. So
okay.
the doneness, I am used to a particular doneness with a particular squishiness, like springiness texture of the meat, being equal to a particular amount of doneness. But because these were slightly thinner cuts, I should have accounted for that. But they did turn out a pretty perfect medium. And then we watched nice things. We've been watching a really sweet anime together called My Dress Up Darling, and it's just pure sugar. It's just so, so cute. we did that and started assembling. We've got little miniature scenes. Mine is a little book nook, and theirs is a little garden that you put on a shelf. It's a little false garden, but it's a borrower's garden. So the door looks like a little sardine tin, and the door handle is a little zipper pull, and the, you know,
God, that's adorable.
Different bits and bobs are all, you know, taken from different places and button windows and stuff. It's cute.
They're not, they're not borrowers. Correct. They never give that shit back. They're fucking thieves.
Tiny thieves. Did you know that ferret means little thief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just one of many reasons.
I used to have ferrets, and it is all correct.
Yes. Yep.
This is accurate.
So just had a real low key sweet evening. They still don't know what their Valentine's Day gift is. But I think they're really gonna like it. There's that. And then Sunday, just a ton of people came over from the local neighborhood watch response group, to put that somewhat vaguely.
Right.
they had a meeting, and then hung out for a little bit. Mm. And then we just, like, I got so fucking much done this last week, like caught up on dishes and laundry, and repaired some things, and like all of the trash and recycling went out in a day.
Yeah.
And I like cleaned out some of the desks and stuff, and like really just like,
yeah, the weather was really temperate. Filled my garage with sawdust.
The
weather has been gorgeous.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Could have been warmer, but that's fine.
It could always be warmer. Not happily, but it could be. I have been making a point of not using Reddit now. I'm the same way that I made a point of not using Facebook. And so now I'm finding a lot more time in the day, weirdly, when I'm not spending it being fucking stressed out. Because Reddit at its worst is rage bait, and Reddit at its best is
rage bait.
Scary. Often it's all consuming. And the tiny amount of joy that I get from like the people posting their IKEA sharks and stuff is really few and far between right now.
Sure.
And so I'm like, I just finished reading a book. I have been teaching myself to design things in 3D for 3D printing. I successfully figured out how to make a whistle without copying anybody else's whistle.
Ooh.
And it's not a regular whistle, because that would be easy.
Right.
It's flat. Like it's a little tiny flat, almost like a thumbnail sized Altoids tin. Flat.
Okay.
And so the whole mechanism of it had to be rotated and flattened and that kind of stuff. And like, I probably went through 15, 16, 17 iterations in order to figure out exactly where different channels and stuff should be, and what it sounds like to have a resonance chamber that's a particular size, all of that stuff. And it turned out, and it's great.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll be printing some of those, because Gus the Bardic Troubadour just released a single like a month ago, and these are going to have the album cover printed on them. So,
That's awesome.
In order to be able to make sure that he's free and clear for any, you know, any use, I wanted to design it myself instead of borrowing.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
Well done.
But that also means that I learned a bunch of shit about modeling stuff in 3D that I didn't know before.
Oh. And these are all fantastic skills to learn.
Yeah, it is very cool. That's what I've been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Mild dovetail. My brother has started making whistles. I think he started with a pre-existing, but his whistles, number one, you'll appreciate this, are bright orange.
I do appreciate it.
I thought you might. but they also have the Monarca telephone number on it.
That's such a good idea.
It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that you can just call them up right away and be like, boom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got a bag of those.
Nice.
If anybody needs whistles. I'm actually probably going to end up donating a bunch over to Smitten Kitten.
That's a really good idea.
And, yeah, Steve's going to make some more, like, as they get made, just have some more
whistles. Trickle them out,
yeah. Yep. Every little bit.
Yep. Every little bit.
Yep.
But, yeah, I had a week. Let's see. I already told you guys about the bank card.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm still waiting on that to show up. In the meantime, I found a credit card I said I wasn't going to use anymore until I got it all paid off. So I can technically use that, but I don't want to. And I'm trying to, like, PayPal certain things and, you know, just that.
Sure.
All of that. I had a bill come due that normally gets paid through the card, so I had to set that up for checking rather than the card number. Like, it's been just kind of a bit of a headache.
Those things I had with my son's Kung Fu, like, we had a check bounce,
because,
like, the funds just were not in the right place at the right moment when that hit, right. So.
That happens.
Yeah, these things definitely.
Well, and it's, like, the frustration is that all of the money is just sitting in my bank.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get to it.
Well,
how frustrating. Son of a bitch. But there were some shows that I had pre-purchased tickets for and or was able to buy a ticket online with PayPal.
Ooh.
So, so I saw a bunch of shows.
Nice.
This is so out of character for you.
I know. On Thursday, I saw Movie Fight Club.
I've heard of it.
Delightful show. You get three players that are given various topics of movie, like what is the best montage in a movie? And then they give a presentation on what they think is the best montage.
It's easy.
And then they have to... Nobody brought up Rocky.
It is the montage.
It is the quintessential montage.
When you hear montage in a movie, it is kind of the standard to which all others have been based upon. But I think the best, personally, is Up.
That is a really good one. That's a great example.
Yeah.
That's fucking crushing.
Nobody brought that up either. I was kind of pissed. So anyway, but I was like, whoever brings up is getting my butt. Fuck. But okay, so that's the thing though. So these three people present their opinions.
Sure.
They debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audience gets to vote.
Ooh.
There's a little QR code and do it on your phone.
And who is dead.
Yeah. Mm. So that happened. It's a delightful, delightful time.
Yeah.
Every time that game happens.
Some improv, some debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like something I would
bickering
enjoy.
Bickering back and forth.
I love this.
So I saw that on Thursday, and then Friday I went to Soap Prov.
Okay.
So it was a full fucking evening, hosted by Soap Prov Improv Group. They were the headlining act, but they brought in other groups as well to perform.
Yeah.
So it was like a full two act, there was an intermission, there was all of this stuff. And I call it a spectacular because it was just, they decorated, they fucking prommed the shit out of the Hive. And just... there was a photo station with like glittery streamer in the background. It was delightful. So I walk in and I go to take my seat, and I am approached by a man dressed as Cupid.
Huh.
With a tray
mm-hmm.
of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh.
And he said to me, can I interest you in a chocolate-covered strawberry? And I said, yes, yes, you can.
Hmm.
And he was like, which one would you like? And I was like, but he said it in such a very connoisseur-y way. I was like, can you tell me more about these chocolate-covered strawberries? And he did.
Oh.
I was like, well, there is this one that is obviously the biggest out of all of these, but bigger isn't always better. If you like more chocolate, you may get too much strawberry to chocolate ratio in the bigger one.
True.
He went off on this, and I was like, well, which one would you recommend? And he pointed to one. I was like, I'll take that one, sir. Like, it was beautiful. It was so much fun.
Wonderful.
Ran into friends and people I knew. What?
Yes.
Yes.
Eros. Not Cupid.
He was Cupid. He said he was Cupid. Don't tell him how to identify.
Do you doubt his cupidity?
Yes. No, he said he was Cupid. He said he was Cupid.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
You mean like Robin Hood?
Oh my God.
Anyway.
So yeah. So then the show started and they had the first one up was Hannah. I can't remember her last name, but she does like
Montana?
No. Infinitely more talented. Fuck.
Susanna?
No.
Banana?
Anyway, she had a keyboardist, and they improvised songs on the spot, kind of a thing. I hate you both so much.
Then we're doing our jobs.
So, and she was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blackout Improv performed.
Hell yeah.
Fucking love those guys. It was great.
Only love them because they're talented and funny.
True.
And good looking.
And most of them are my friends. And
you, nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you only like them because of all of those reasons.
Because of all those likable things about them.
Correct.
What the hell?
Ha! You admit it.
I do. It's true. I'm the worst. How dare. How fucking dare.
So you saw Blackout Improv.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. In fact... the performers actually sat in the audience before they were called up to do their things. So I was sitting next to Duck.
Oh, it was a good time.
Before the show even began, he and I were talking. I've been working on a grant. Grant proposal for funding Twin Cities Horror Festival. I do this every year. And I kind of put it off a little bit this year because January was fucked. I don't know how else to say that. January was fucked. So I looked at everything and I went, oh shit. So I've been kind of scrambling. I got everything I needed. I've gotten it submitted now. I got it submitted yesterday.
Cool.
But at the time I had not yet. And Duck was like, how's it going? And I was like, I'll get you your money, Duck. I promise I will get you your money. And I'm just like, I swear to God, I'll get you your money. And, like, yeah, friends were like, is Duck in the mafia? Like,
where my money, ho?
Don't do that.
Probably different from that.
Don't do that. No. No, don't do that.
I'm going to say different. Not that.
I'm going to go with not that. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
So just we're on the same page, not that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
But, yeah. So yeah, then there was Blackout performed, and then there was another group. They had a screen, and they had some like sketches that they had pre-recorded. So they did that, and then they did soap prov, which is, as you may guess, an improvised soap opera. And they were like, "What location is this taking place at?"
I thought it was going to be clean comedy.
No, it was not.
No, it's bubbly, though.
So they asked what location, and somebody said bank.
Hmm.
And then they were like, okay, We need a title for this soap opera. And I said out loud, Cashing In on Love. And nobody else spoke because that was all that needed to be said.
Sometimes you get the right answer.
So, yeah, I got to see an episode of Cashing In on Love. It was chaotic and delightful. High recommend.
Fantastic.
Soap Prov performs around the Twin Cities, so if you ever get a chance, go see them.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
But, yeah. And then Saturday, I stopped by the bank to pull out some cash so that I could pay for things sometimes.
Oh, and the soap opera broke out.
I've heard of this.
It did. Cashing In on Love. But I was already halfway to one of my gyms, so I went to the gym afterwards.
Beam? Oh, yes.
It's pronounced gym.
I think it's pronounced heap.
Giraffe.
So yeah, I just accidentally went to the gym, and I'm not even sure who I am as a person anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's never happened before.
Yeah.
But they do have massage chairs.
Oh.
So that was also a part of my Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
And then that evening, I went to see a show.
She spent the day with someone who loves her. Herself.
It's true. So Drinking Game Minnesota did their version of The Mummy.
Fucking spectacular.
And I was like, this audience is just going to be full of bisexual panic, isn't it?
If it isn't
and
at the beginning, it will be at the end.
Oh, yeah. They had some choice people playing that night, too. So, but as I walked into the Bryant Lake Bowl to go to this show, I get just into the door and I hear somebody go, Jenna! And point at me. So, dear Boothie friends, Abby and Aaron were there.
Yes!
Having a proper Valentine's Day date, because they're fucking adorable.
Those sweethearts.
And then I kind of third wheel crashed their date.
Hell yeah. As God intended.
As God.
As Jenna's God intended.
As my God intended. Absolutely. That would be my God, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, no, I ended up just sitting with them and watching the show with them and making very quiet, snide comments.
You were the sidecar on their love motorcycle.
I really was. I took a picture where I'm like, just me crashing my friend's date, and the two of them are in the background being super adorable, and I'm in the front being like, hey. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was my Valentine's Day weekend. I also bought myself chocolate.
Hmm.
The end.
What?
Because chocolate.
What kind? Tell me about these chocolates.
Okay.
Coconut.
Fuck off.
For sure.
And nuts.
With peanuts.
Yeah.
Well, not just any nut. Most nuts are fine, but peanuts.
In particular.
With many different kinds of nuts.
But
cocoa.
Jenna had
being
a day like
main
that.
Type
I
of nut.
Can have many kinds of nuts. Yes. That's my
and
point.
And has.
Mm-hmm. But the main type of nut was cocoa.
Mm. So anyway.
But okay.
The main kind of nut was cacao, actually.
Yeah. That is. Yep.
Cacao.
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 All right.
So anyway, but yeah, that was pretty much my Valentine's Day. I had a lovely time.
Wonderful. Sounds like you saw some really good stuff and hung out with very cool people.
Oh, when I was at the gym,
the gym.
I did a completely new workout. I have, since before the surgery, not done a lot with my abs because I had some diastasis recti.
Sure.
Which is where it's like an abdominal separation. And I have been very slowly over the course of many, many months doing specific exercises to try to get all of that back together. One of the no-no exercises is a hack squat.
Oh.
Because when you go to push up, sometimes you have a desire to engage in your abs mm-hmm. when you do that, right? So it's a no-no exercise for recovering from diastasis recti because you might pop out stuff. You might cone is what they call it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's somehow, like, I'm having, like, a hyperphantasia nightmare right now. Mm-hmm. And that actually is worse.
Yeah, that's what they call it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
So anyway, I was like, I just want to do the movements. I'm going to try it without any weights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was back in like November when I started getting back to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I started it and I went, nope, that's not okay. And my friend helped me get it back up and I was like, all right. So lesson learned, don't do that for a while.
Yeah.
So Saturday I did that.
Oh.
Because I've been working on it since that point. I've been consistently working on everything and I was a little terrified.
Mm-hmm.
But I absolutely was able to do it without weights, and I did not.
Holy shit!
I did not cone. I did not. Yep. I created a new workout that included the hack squat, and I'm very excited that I got to do that.
Yeah.
It is very back focused overall.
Interesting.
But specifically lower back, because if I can help by strengthening my back muscles, I will in a certain way start to help strengthen my abdominal muscles.
Sure.
Right. So it's really kind of the reverse psychology of muscle building.
Huh.
I just have to be very careful about how I, don't engage my abs and in which ways that I do. Mm-hmm. But I really feel like that's the next step in getting
They would love to be engaged.
Together.
They're a little afraid of being hurt.
Yeah, they have commitment issues.
Yeah.
It's happened before. It could happen again. On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Shaves.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm very proud of myself for getting to that point, because that was, to me, a very clear marker of progress.
Yeah.
I actually have been working out and hard enough and long enough to where I was able to do a thing that I was not able to do. Yes?
Something long
Valentine's
and
Day.
Hard and
mm-hmm.
good. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good enough. I absolutely had a date like that once. So
that was never my nickname.
Aww. Anyway, that was my weekend.
Yeah. So nice.
Yeah. So that was Valentine's Day. Before Valentine's Day, I had a less good week.
Mm. Yeah.
So we recorded on Monday.
Yeah, we did.
And then Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
my daughter woke up and was like, I don't feel good not going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So the other kid went to school, and I worked from home, and she was home, mm-hmm. you know, throwing up. And she spent the entire day sleeping on the bathroom floor. Because she was just wasn't going to leave the bathroom and had no energy to get anywhere else.
Right.
It was not good. She had a really bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And then round two,
mm-hmm.
gosh, my gut started to just kind of not be happy overall.
And
by three, I was telling my boss I'm done.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to sleep for about 18 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then, my wife came home and she was like, yeah, I'm a little rumbly in the tumbly too, but, you know. And by next morning she was out and my son was also out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah, all four of us got hit. Thankfully... definitely like norovirus or something hit us.
Jeez.
Thankfully, the next day, my daughter was better.
Mm-hmm,
we still kept her home from school,
mm-hmm,
but she was much more chipper.
Right.
My fever broke around midnight. So I was doing better at that point. I was able to go back to work, you know, because I work from home. But yeah, it hit us all like a fucking bag of bricks and then was gone. Like, yeah. And yeah, that... So that was Tuesday, and then by Wednesday night, like, my daughter played her hockey game on Wednesday night, you know.
Oh, my God.
She was like...
Wow.
It was game time decision. Like,
sure.
Because, like I said, she woke up the next morning and felt a lot better, but she was really weak. And it was just right. Like, here's some food, like, sleep and eat some food, and we'll
maybe
see
if some of this stays in you, you'll feel better, yeah.
And so, like, she woke up, she was feeling better, but was still kind of shaky on her feet. Yeah. She gave the go-ahead, she played her hockey game, tie game, which was, was good.
Nice.
But yeah, she was definitely winded by the end of it. She was like, oh, I need some more food. But it was good. That they tied that game, because that means they got a point in the standings, which put them not in last place for the end of the season.
Amazing.
So, season's over, and they're not in last place. They're in second to last place.
Honestly, that's an all right place.
It is that's way fine. Better than we have been in the past, and we will absolutely take it.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what happened to us earlier this week, which is why... Dear listeners, you didn't get an episode last week until Friday.
I think it was Friday, yeah.
Because I was... No,
wasn't happening. He was not fit to podcast.
I was really not fit to do much.
Right.
So, but yeah, we're definitely doing better. But yeah, that hit us pretty hard.
Yeah.
So. I'm glad that you're doing better.
So.
Yeah.
Other than that, been watching the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard the women's ice hockey is down to, like, U.S. and Canada.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
which means, officially. Yeah, sure. Like, we all knew it going into it, but, like, now it's, yeah,
or it's for real. And this is a joke that nobody will get, but I am amused, or as I like to call it, the Frost versus Poulin.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Nope. So, I got it.
Yeah, okay. but, yeah, it's going to be exciting. Here's the thing. I have to be in office tomorrow and Wednesday.
Okay.
And on Friday, my daughter and I are driving up to Grand Rapids because she's got a tournament that weekend.
Okay.
All right.
So the only day this week I'll be able to watch the Olympics is Thursday. And guess what day the women's hockey medal games are?
Wednesday.
Is it Thursday?
Fucking Thursday, bitches.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Fucking right. Threaded Woo. That needle perfectly.
Woo. Nice.
So, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that.
We almost got norovirus again.
Yeah. But I mean, if I had to go to work during the medal games, I would absolutely have gotten sick again.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to that. To that
nice.
Day. And then the third, fourth is going to be Sweden versus Switzerland. So,
I take it you are also aware of the fucking hubbub about curling.
I know nothing about that. What's the hubbub? I haven't been paying attention to
anything.
It's
the only thing
that.
I know about this year's Olympics.
Okay, what's the hubbub?
Canada what's lost its buzz? Temper.
Oh my God, are you, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Sweden.
Canada?
They went full hockey on it.
Was it Sweden or Switzerland?
Oh, I don't actually remember. And,
I'm going to say Switzerland.
One of the SW.
Yeah.
Country SW.
I'll just say Switzerland.
SW1 or SW2.
Sure.
Anyway.
Number one or number two? Number one?
Yes, we get it. Go ahead.
So,
I don't
they
understand.
Accused Canada of cheating. And one of the Canadians stepped forward and started using some very un-Canadian language.
Yeah.
Oh, they learned it from watching us.
Pardon my Quebecois French. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To dispute the claims. Unfortunately, it has been captured from multiple angles.
The cameras are watching.
The cheating or the French?
The cheating.
The cheating.
Oh my God. They did?
There was an unauthorized finger touch of the stone.
Oh no.
While it was in motion.
Oh no.
Oh. This is what they've been preparing for this entire time.
Yes.
It's the curling equivalent of doping.
Yeah, no, this is... And here's the thing. This is the biggest scandal that curling can muster. Is somebody touched the stone in motion.
Yeah. Gave it a little extra... Not even like, extra oomph. Just gave it, like...
A brush.
A brush. Right. Barely, yeah. Which you'd think they would do with the broom.
No.
But no.
With a finger. They fingered the stone.
They did. It's a very different Arthurian legend.
Oh my God.
The finger on the stone.
And the first man to pull me out will be the King of England.
That's a bowling ball, James.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that, somebody, it's, there was a whole fucking thing about
yeah.
it.
Goddamn. That is,
Sean Petre.
Mm-hmm. Sean Petre.
See to your boys.
How very unruly yeah. of them.
And no, but but then he took the very Trumpian approach of disputing it by just trying to be louder than mm-hmm. the accusations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't learn from us. Don't, yeah, please don't do that.
Don't do that. So yeah, no, it was...
You learn from Minnesota, but don't learn from our press.
Yep.
It was the shock heard round the...
Curling
arenas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't hear about it. All right.
She stopped hanging out at curling arenas after the first time she got pregnant.
Yes. It had nothing to do with the pregnancies.
Too much stone fingering.
And in fact,
fingering.
If there had been more yeah. fingering. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Great. Okay. Fuck.
Yep.
Anyway.
Those boys can undershoot a target like nobody else.
Oh my God.
I mean, it is the Olympics.
Right.
Everything has 78 cameras pointed at it.
Right.
Like, how do you really, like, I'm sorry. If you think you're going to get away with it because nobody's going to notice, great. But as soon as somebody says, we noticed it, that's it, man.
Yeah.
You, that's, you're, nope. Conversation is over because they've got proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just, at that point, just go, fuck, you got
it. You
got
to let that go.
Yep.
Or just don't fucking cheat in the first
or
place
just don't
in the Olympics.
Cheat it. Yeah.
I mean, and like,
I can absolutely understand an accidental brush.
That's yeah. the thing. Like, it may have been an accident,
no.
but you're not allowed. Oh.
The photos are very clear.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually see it. Yeah. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
But it was just like, even if it was a pure accident, you're not thinking, you reach out and you go, oh, shit, that was really fucking stupid.
Sure.
Then yeah. you go,
yeah, you yeah. touch the stove.
Then you go, I really hope nobody saw it. And then somebody says, I saw that. And you go, fuck. All right, fuck. You got yeah. me. Don't double down.
No.
That doesn't work.
22. I double down.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of kerfuffles.
Oh.
So, hockey in mm-hmm. the Olympics, fighting is strictly no.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowed.
It's a different sport.
And so there was the game between men's game between Canada and France. Mm-hmm. The French player hit McKinnon, and his Canadian Tom Wilson took exception to that. And so the two of them got into a fisticuffs,
yeah.
if you will. Very, very short fisticuffs, because the referees were on top of that shit. Because unlike NHL, where they will just kind of let them go until, you know...
Right.
There's a conclusion. They'll tire themselves out.
Yeah, this was very much a no, and both of them were ejected from the game.
Shit.
Because that's in the Olympics.
Yeah, I guess.
It's against the rules.
Right.
You're immediately ejected from the game.
Wow. Right.
The French player has now been banned.
Oh.
For the rest of the Olympics.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
By the French.
Oh.
Okay.
Federation.
Huh.
France was like, no, you don't get to represent us anymore.
Exactly. The Olympic Committee just said eject them from the game, but they can come back next game.
Sure.
France said, you broke the rules, you're out.
Yep.
So, yeah. That happened.
Damn.
We will make l'exemple out of you.
I thought you were going to say we will make love, not fight.
I mean,
no.
It would be a very different hockey game.
France.
The hockey game everybody else has been watching in my life.
I've heard, my wife tells me there's a TV show where that's
holy
that's
shit, there
the
is.
Thing, so.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, heated rivalry.
Apparently there's
I've heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hot frosty, but it's hockey and gay.
Apparently people are going to watch the hockey games because it's the hot boy fishbowl.
The boy aquarium.
The boy aquarium, yeah.
Oh.
Jenna just had a moment.
I mean, that's kind of why I've been going to women's hockey, but
I mean,
you know
you're
what?
Not
I didn't.
Wrong.
I didn't even think to apply that to dudes. Like
my favorite part of the boy aquarium are the little the little gumball machines that you put a quarter into to get the pellets.
Yeah,
and drop into the, and then they all come up to the glass.
Yeah.
I think you're going to the wrong aquarium. Also, I don't think those are boys.
Or is he going to the right aquarium?
I still don't think those are boys.
I mean, it's called the saloon. I don't know where you go.
Okay. No. No, that is... Yep. That is...
Anyway.
Those are the boys.
A boy,
yes.
That so, is, that what we're saying is Olympics. Awesome.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you about my son, right? Did I tell you about my son?
I know you have one.
Oh. Yeah. I couldn't...
Plays the piano? So, like
my
Zelda?
Son, yeah. My son has been... fucking going out of his mind wanting to see the skeleton.
Oh.
He okay. has been, like, the whole Olympics.
He knows it's a sled, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's you go downhill fucking face first.
80 miles an hour.
85 miles an hour face first down this sled. He was just like, I want to see this. Like, Olympics started. When is it? Is it on? You know, like...
Yeah.
Like, he's just been desperate to watch it. And, like, the day... Like, there was the day I took my daughter to hockey practice, mm-hmm. and the arena had the Olympics on, and the skeleton was on. And I, like, called him up. It was like, skeleton's on. Turn on the TV. I was like, cool, and like, he turned on the TV, but he missed it, so he didn't see it.
Oh, no.
And so, like, I got home, and he was like, I didn't see it, and I was like, okay, so I found the, like, replay of it, and I put it on the TV down here next to the lab, and he was like, we're gonna watch the skeleton. He's like, oh, we're gonna watch the skeleton, this is so exciting. And then we watched one run, and he went, okay, I'm gonna go upstairs now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, buddy.
I was like, no, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
What? No, that makes sense.
And he was so underwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, you don't understand. Their face is 3 inches off the ice. They are moving 85 miles an hour down a track for a minute and a half. This is insane.
It truly is.
And the thing is. When you're watching it on TV, it looks like they're going 20.
Yeah, it's is not filmed for effect.
No, it is. It does not look fast when you just he's going around a curve and now okay.
Yeah. I always appreciated the way that they filmed the Top Gear runs for the Star and the Reasonably Priced Car. And the also the Stig qualifying laps for any particular car that they were borrowing.
Yep.
Especially, they had cameras in strategic positions.
Yeah.
Because no matter how shit a driver you are, you've got like a quarter mile straightaway between two turns.
Yeah.
And so it is on one of your laps, it is going to catch you going past a camera at a speed so blistering that it moves the camera.
Shutters,
and you get the shutter. The Olympics don't have that kind of production value.
But it was just like, he was so excited, because he was like, oh my god, you go this fast, face first. That's insane.
Yeah.
And then he watched it and just went, and I was like, yeah, but you realize that they're like... going really fucking fast. Face. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I go face.
They steer with their shoulders.
But yeah, but he's like, I go face first down the hill. And I was like, you don't go face first 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like, he just, yeah. It was so underwhelming for yeah. him to see.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, okay.
And it's probably that the whole thing where when you execute mm-hmm. something incredibly well.
Yeah, it's so well done.
So, you just, you know it because you have to know how to, kind of like doing fire stuff, actually.
Yeah.
There are certain fire tricks that are ridiculously just don't breathe the wrong way mm-hmm. kind mm-hmm. of situation. Yeah. But it looks lovely. As sure. opposed to dangerous, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always said thing. When I was learning to juggle, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could do all sorts of crazy body rolls and behind the back catches and like just like stuttered patterns and all this other stuff. And yeah. the audience would go, yay. Ooh. And then you'd like, oh, fuck you. And throw one really high up in the air. And they go, yay. Yeah,
they go nuts.
Yeah,
that is exactly the example that I give people. Whenever I'm like, mastery looks boring.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that is what I was
real,
trying to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. Basically.
Real danger, real difficulty does not impress people.
No. Nope. They want to see
exactly
club
like
go
you're saying,
real high.
You could breathe in and fucking die. They don't care. Yeah.
And they don't know. It just looks pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, fireball big.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, I get it.
I do too. Like, I'm not.
like, even knowing Salsa's example and even having learned to juggle myself a little bit badly, still, ball goes high.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm still about it. That ball went high.
It sure did, buddy.
Yep.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we should. Right. You look like you're about to melt.
It looks like Salsa's going to take a break one way or another.
You throw ball really high. You're literally not doing anything.
You're throwing the ball
You
high.
Threw it really high, and then you stand there. Everybody stands there looking at it. You're not doing shit for 2 seconds looking at a ball really high. That's all that's happening.
Salsa?
Yes.
Fuck.
Salsa?
We're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a break.
It's okay.
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We're going to. You're not. It's really just.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
It was a... They had a hootin' nanny.
Oh, for sure.
Whole lot of hootin', a little bit nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
That's perfect.
You don't even know where that quote came from, do you?
I don't.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh.
The character Oz, played by Seth Green.
Ah.
Whole lot of hoot, a little bit nanny.
The show or the movie?
The show.
Oh, that'll be the show, yeah.
I see.
I've only seen a little bit of the show. I've seen all of the movie.
Oh, the show
about
was...
About 2 hours of each.
This will surprise none of you, but the show was my fucking jam.
Story checks out.
Badass chicks slaying things with weapons and fighting and all of that. Yeah.
Hot redheaded friend, yeah.
Oh, my God. A lot of people actually said that I look like her.
Yeah. Allison Hannigan, sure.
Uh-huh. Yep. She's one of my celebrity lookalikes.
Oh. Hey, how about some trivia?
Ooh, I like trivia.
All right, that sounds here's like a fun. Bit of trivia. Mm. The Eiffel Tower in France.
I've heard of it.
As opposed to the Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Was funded by the Panama Canal.
Oh.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Not even a little.
Okay. So.
A man, a plan.
A canal, Panama.
Panama.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Le Tour d'Eiffel, which is, again, spot on. Accent yeah. spot on.
No notes.
Yes. The dude.
It's French
Eiffel.
Friend.
First of all, Eiffel did not design the tower.
Scandal and outrage.
Yeah. It was designed by two of his draftsmen.
Scandal and outrage.
I know, right? The idea was to build the biggest man-made structure in the world.
Oh, that's adorable. Ah.
That was the whole okay. plan.
This was around the time that steel was becoming
yeah,
possible.
It was very yeah. simplistic originally. It was a bit more just kind of an A-frame looking thing.
Okay.
Eiffel was a famous architect at this point in time, mm-hmm. and these people worked for him. Mm-hmm. So he at first was like, I don't like this. And then he was like, okay, let's make it better. And then they made it better. And, mm-hmm. and then he was like, okay, we're going to do this thing. So he was like, we're gonna do this. We're going to build this tower. It's going to be for the world fair.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And then they ran out of money.
Oh, no.
This thing was fraught with all sorts of issues from the beginning, as so many of these projects are.
Mm-hmm.
First
mm-hmm.
of all, they had to get approval for it. And there was a competition.
Huh.
Find out whose design was going to be the one that they were going to build for the World's Fair. And Eiffel happened to be friends with some people who happened to be part of the committee that was going to decide it. And so the committee just happened to publish the parameters of the designs, which just happened to very neatly coincide with, oh, look, the design I already have available.
Oh.
Oh. Like, the other, like, one of the main competitors was another famous architect who had designed, like...
John IDS.
Yes.
Jesus.
But somebody who had designed other very famous buildings for previous world fairs, like all these other really cool things.
Uh-huh.
And he was building a stone tower. And look, the parameters for the competition specifically say metal. Weird.
Well,
weird how that, yeah.
What a shame.
Oh, I know, right?
It's real impressive, though.
Super underhanded bullshit. But it does mean that Eiffel won the contract, and they were building mm-hmm. this. But mm-hmm. then he, again, ran out of money.
Again.
So, a few times. But
wow.
Then he...
I really, like, the project manager in me is having a fucking nervous breakdown
so
right now.
So, in the many worlds theory, somewhere there's a universe where the Eiffel Tower is not the Eiffel Tower.
No.
It's half an Eiffel Tower.
Kind of.
It's an Eiff.
Well, you know, the Eiffel Tower was originally going to be torn down after 28 years or something like that. Until he was able to be like, oh, but if we put radio antennas on top of it now, it's useful.
It's extremely
and you can't tear it down
useful.
Now. This is for
and
science.
And it was the tallest building until
exactly.
the 1970s.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but anyway, they're out of money. Okay. So he's like, what am I going to do? And then Panama comes calling. And the people who were doing the Panama Canal had originally done the Suez Canal. And so they were like, we know what the fuck we're doing. This will be easy.
I like your hats.
However, not realizing that the Panama Canal has a fucking mountain range in the middle of it, as opposed to the Suez Canal, which does not.
Sure.
I mean, not with that attitude.
I know, right? So suddenly they're like, oh, this is a lot harder than we thought it was going to be, and it's taken a long time. So what are we going to do? So they were like, I know what we'll do. We'll go to Eiffel,
mm-hmm.
who happens to know a shit ton about building things in metal, and we're going to make him make the locks.
All right.
On the Panama Canal.
It's on the bagels.
So the Panama, I know. So the Panama Canal locks.
Good. All right.
As well as the big gay metal gates.
Big gay metal gates.
Were done by Eiffel.
Nice.
Wild.
I know, right? Nobody fucking knew that. All the locks on the Panama Canal were done by the same dude who made the Eiffel Tower.
Nice.
The capers were done by Batman.
However, he also was like, here's the deal. I'm going to do this, but you've got to pay in advance.
All right.
Yeah.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid him $28
million. Okay.
In
the Eiffel Tower.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Or whatever, francs or whatever it was. The Eiffel Tower costs seven.
Oh.
Francs.
Yes.
Total.
Absolutely. So suddenly...
Wow, why were they so worried about that cash flow?
So suddenly, he's got plenty of money to build the tower.
Sure.
Money woes, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Done and dusted. Then they need to figure out the elevators. So who do they go to? The fucking person who invented elevators. They go to Otis.
Okay.
I was gonna joke. I thought. They were gonna be like, oh, who? Otis?
Yeah. No they fucking literally
Actually
taught
Otis.
Yes.
All yep. right.
I know this is wild.
Well, shit.
So it was like, oh, this is gonna be fucking awesome. We've got so much money, and then the scandal. Because Panama had prepaid him $28 million.
Yeah.
Without really asking anyone if they had that much money.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, it became this huge fucking scandal. The people in Panama were, like, getting, like, fired, and this was a huge industrial, I've used the word already, but scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And Eiffel was just like there were people up in arms, like, you fucking were profiteering, basically, way overcharging for this to make cash. And Eiffel was like,
yeah.
And people were, yeah, that's basically it. He was just like,
yeah,
what's your fucking point? And people were like, you fucking overcharged. That's the point. You're taking money away from people. Other
millions.
People, yeah.
Millions and millions.
Literally millions and millions and millions. Out of people's fucking pockets. The workers who were working on that were, like, destitute and eating, you know, having malaria problems.
Shoes.
And shit like that. And he was walking around with 28 fucking million dollars. Or francs or whatever the fuck it was. So, it was a big fucking thing. And so the amount of times the Eiffel Tower almost didn't get built is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also insane to go, it was literally associated with the Panama Canal and with Otis as well.
That, like, is crazy.
It's the middle of this fucking weird spider web of Victorian era, like, everybody who's, it's crazy. So
the polycule is unreal.
exactly.
Like, I feel like I've tried to map this before somewhere.
Yeah.
There's an Otis in both of them.
Yeah. So just like big names and, like, you know, artists and architects and all this other stuff.
Which one are we talking about?
All of them.
All of them.
So, yes. Yeah, okay. It is absolutely crazy. Just like, it is one of those, the Eiffel Tower is one of those Forrest Gump, like, things where you just, like, you can connect it to everything. So... Yeah, madness.
Or the 4 a.m. conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's my favorite TED Talk to this day.
It is really good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Anyway, that's
nice.
That's my fun fact.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we going to talk about now, though? We should talk about
something random.
Let's get a random topic up here.
Okay.
I'm going to pull up a random topic, and that random topic is...
No, not that one. That's no good.
Nope, that one's good.
Oh, is it? I mean, I guess
I
we'll
know.
Find out.
Actually, I didn't see it. I'm just...
An app mysteriously appears on your phone that does something amazing. What is it?
gets men to shut the fuck up when I'm trying to make a point.
How would that work?
I don't know.
Okay. It just plays Baby Shark.
I was flashy
lights and they go, ooh.
I had to figure out how it works. Mm-hmm. I just needed it to do something amazing.
Fair enough.
Honestly, it could be any app. Is the,
it's like jingling keys.
Right. Start explaining crypto to them.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Yep.
just an app that nods its head and says, "Oh, tell me more."
Oh god.
So that you can,
I had a date like
that.
Yeah,
no, and then you just tell set it, you just set it in front of them and walk away. I would have an app that recognizes when I'm over-explaining something and says, stop.
Okay.
It's just always going to say that.
Yeah.
It just
every 15 seconds, it just goes, bzz, stop it. Fucking stop it.
I had to turn off notifications.
Okay.
And the reason I had to do that is because it was...
notifications are the history of notifications.
I will say, I tried to get there's an app that you use, and James, I know you know about this one. It's the little knitter app with the little tiny bean with the knitting, and you're supposed Focus Friend. You're supposed to use it to like help keep you from doing things on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't work for me at all.
I'm sorry. It's a thing on your phone that keeps you from doing things on your phone?
Correct. Yes. It is a little animated
thing. You're not going to be direct enough for him.
That occupies your phone's screen, and the only way around it is to cancel out of the timer you've set, which causes your little friend to drop rows in their knitting. To drop stitches in their knitting. Yep.
And you want your little friend to complete the knitting so that you can gain rewards.
I see.
All of them virtual rewards.
Yeah. So it's gamifying, not interrupting.
Not using your phone. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
I see now. Okay.
That did nothing for me.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck you.
It kind of works for me. The amazing app that I would have would be The Social Contract. Something like that, where you go to someone else's house. Like you're fulfilling a request that they have to do their dishes.
Okay.
Or to help take the trash out or clean their garage or something like that. You accept the quest. You do the thing.
Mm.
There are safety things built in to make sure that you're not getting murdered or whatever. And that increases your, like, in-app points.
Okay.
That you can then spend either on getting people to come in and help you with things.
Okay.
Plumbing and, cleaning and whatever. But it's always, you're doing somebody else's something.
Okay.
Because it is easier to do somebody else's dishes than to do your own.
No, it's easier to do my own because I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that statement.
Fair enough.
I think there are,
in my experience.
For many people.
My experience.
For certain people, it is definitely easier to. I would. If a friend asked me to help them clean out their garage, it would be easier for me to help them clean out their garage than to clean out my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I also don't have a garage. Yeah. But, like, if I did, because they're, every time I'd look at my garage, I'd be like, well, my car can fit in there. I'll get to it later.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if it's a friend in need, then I feel more of an obligation to go. But, like, yeah, the dishes or the things like that, like, I'm just like, no, it would be easier to do my own dishes than to go do somebody else's. Like,
and sometimes it is.
So.
So yeah, being able to mark that you have also done your own thing, and have somebody, like, notarize it.
Sure.
Maybe. But yeah, just the idea of having a social currency that is not money. That is, you know, without involving money, that you are exchanging kind of a bartered something. Right. But yeah, because I've definitely had friends who have said that it is easier to clean their friend's house. Mm-hmm. It's easier to, you know, wash someone else's car. It's easier to, you know, go and help them get groceries or do whatever than it is to do that thing mm-hmm. by themselves or for themselves.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I know what I would do. I have it.
Huh?
This fucking make me $1 million here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It would be a translator app.
Okay.
It's a neurotypical translator app.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So when they say blank, this is what they actually fucking mean.
So, would this have different settings?
On the other way is, when I say this, this is what people are hearing me say. So when my wife says, you just insulted that person, and I go, what the fuck are you talking about? I look at the app. Oh, that's what I said.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Would this have different settings for different types of neurospicy?
I think it would need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. So then if you have more than one type of neurospicy, what if you say something in one neurospicy, but the app doesn't pick up on it?
The app does something amazing, all right?
Oh, that's fair.
You know when you really have adopted a particular neurodiversity or neurodivergence, when you start dreaming in that, in ADHD or, mm-hmm. you know, what have you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember clout scores?
No.
Okay, so this was a thing, and this isn't specifically like a phone app, but the social contract reminded me of it.
Mm-hmm.
You could sign up with this program, and you would get a clout score. It was like between 1 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
That basically figured out across social media applications how popular you were.
Ew.
even if I was aware of this, I would not have tried because the answer would not be...
I did it for a little bit because I was just curious as fuck as to what it was.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. And my score wasn't bad. I was no, oh my God, TikTok influencer. They didn't have TikTok at that point. I think it closed down in like mm-hmm. 2016 or 2017 or something like that.
But you're not a YouTube influencer.
Yeah.
The olden times.
Yes.
But yeah, it was...
A MySpace influencer.
It was an intriguing concept that felt gross, but I was still very curious. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. More of a curiosity. Yeah. It's like driving past a train.
It's
a
like
car crash.
Putting yourself on Hot or Not.
Yeah. Like... Well, I mean, a little bit of that, but also, like, how are they making the calculations? Yeah. Also, I had no problem spending myself on Hot or Not. We all know the answer. Hot.
I'm
fight me on it.
Hot.
I'll win.
Yeah.
No. You don't count.
You have dyscalculia, too?
Oh, God.
I'm just not going to think that about my sister.
Right.
That's incredibly fair. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. But no, so like, and I guess you could use clout scores for something, but I was never quite sure what you could use them for.
Like, I'm sure somebody cared about that sort of thing.
There was a small group of people that actually cared what it was.
I'm just imagining
the people that brag about how many Twitter followers they have are the people who would care about a clout score.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yes.
And it's possible they now care about how many Twitter followers they have because of the clout thing. Like, I don't know. I just knew that I wanted, if the score was between 1 and 100, I wanted a score of 69.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's...
Like, yeah. I tried to manufacture myself into a 69.
You
and
can't
much like
force
every
it.
Other attempt.
You can absolutely force a 69.
You can't force it. You can finagle it.
You can fall into one by accident.
I realized when I said it that mm-hmm. it did not come out right. I'm aware. Right. Dear listener, okay. I just want you to be aware.
So you don't need the app.
I said it. And then, I kind of do, because then I wouldn't have said it in the first place.
So, Salsa, with your app, would you be able to take little classes, little lessons to learn how to...
Oh, my God.
That would be really good.
Duolingo for... Yeah.
Neurolingo?
Neurolingo.
Oh, that's so good.
And it's still a terrifying owl. It's still an abusive relationship with a bird.
Fucking!
I just the number of times that I have said something, and my wife is like, "So you're saying this about me?" And I'm like, "No, why would? Of course not."
What?
Like those would be popping up on my on my phone, going, "You fucking said this."
Yeah. The actual words that you chose were
not
it
that.
Was this,
but here's why. They heard this.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, but absolutely every context except one.
But they asked me if they looked fat in those jeans. And so I gave them an honest answer. Like, they wanted my opinion.
Yeah.
Bah. I get it.
What do you think, Admiral Akbar?
It's a tarp.
Lock S foils and attack positions.
And that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think if I have
Like,
any
every
other
time
app
somebody
things.
Says, well, if that's what you want to do, apparently the answer is not...
Yep. No. No. I see, but the thing is,
it is what I wanted to do. That's why I said I wanted to do it.
God. I didn't know that, but I have learned the hard way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like
right.
that app that would just be on there. That actually means don't fucking do that. But nobody's gonna fucking say don't fucking do that. Because why can't people just fucking say? And anyway, no. That's all on the app.
Keep going.
It's all on the app. What I'm saying is, when you throw a ball really high up in the air, you're not doing shit.
There it is.
And then all you got to do, oh my God. Yeah.
When you throw a fireball way high up in the air.
How big is the fireball?
It's real big.
If it's real big, then
it's real big. Thank you. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
No, nothing more to say about that one.
I wouldn't mind something like a Remembrall.
Mm.
Like an app that could tell you what it is that you're forgetting. I mean, the Remembrall just told you that you were forgetting something.
Yeah.
But I want something that tells you what you're forgetting.
Yeah.
The thing is it has to switch it up.
Oh,
because I have so many different apps that are for reminding me to do things.
Sure.
But the thing is as soon as it does it two or three times, now it has become white noise.
You want to know what would get me to put cameras in every goddamn room of my house?
Porn?
Different than that. It really only has to be in like
not wrong.
One room. But the
really just one room?
The kitchen. So
really?
You
gotta mix that shit up, man.
That's what you do in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then the shower, and then the front porch, and then the roof. Like, seriously.
Do you guys know that there's ringworm is an STD right now?
I did hear about this. Yeah.
I am so glad to be celibate right now. I can't. What?
I think it was you that told me. Yeah, it was you that told me.
It probably was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just... The fuck? Sorry, anyway, go on. I don't even really have anything
beyond that. But no, it would be a system of cameras that remember where you set things.
That's kind of good.
So that you could be like, I'm looking for my keys.
Where did I put this?
Yeah.
I mean, I do that with Google with my phone and a couple of items that I have tagged. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just the little air tags.
Yeah. But, like, things that you wouldn't necessarily want to air tag, like socks or things like that. The thing is, I am that system right now for my household. Because...
Yeah.
The
in because general, of how your brain processes.
Yeah, you may have had this experience that you just passively...
Yep.
Notice where everything is.
Yeah, between Joe's ADHD.
Yeah.
And my brand of spectrumy nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I know where everything is, and he knows where nothing is.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, somebody will say, "I can't find my glasses," and I'll say,
"They are
downstairs on the shelf below the TV next to." Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The sewing kit.
Yep.
Witch. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of.
But yeah. I just think, you know.
At least he's a useful witch.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's good.
It's a fair cop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit.
All right. I do have another idea.
You have an app.
All right.
Where you say, here are... 5 things in my fridge that need to get used.
Mm.
Yes.
What can I make?
I think that does exist.
Things sort of like that exist, but not like generating specifically like I have this and this and this and this. I need a recipe that uses all of these things and is good.
No, I think that does
really?
Exist.
Really? Okay.
Actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the same, and the same with cocktails.
Mm.
That well, and there.
Oh man, if we had that for cocktails, pilot. Then I wouldn't be making syrupy nonsense.
I have spent a lot of time trying to find a cocktail, basically a cocktail generator or database where I go. I have these specific ingredients.
I had one on Palm Pilot.
Okay,
where you could check the boxes next to the ingredients you have, and it would only offer you recipes that include those ingredients, and you could set it to have any of those ingredients or all of those ingredients.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, that sort of thing. That's
doesn't exist anymore because it was on a fucking Palm Pilot.
Well, then that's what...
Yeah.
All right.
An app...
Okay, but so we remake that app and we call it Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
and we trademark that because that's a great name. Nobody else
wants that. Yeah.
Who would do it? An app that gives you something interesting to do, a science project, an art thing to learn, how to do chiaroscuro shading, or how to make a pair of speakers into an intercom, how to just the vowels of Morse code, how to read Braille, how to know if an apple is fresh, just stuff like that.
Yeah,
just like small, extremely weird, but kind of practical interesting. Mm-hmm. Things.
Definitely something that somebody with a neurospicy brain like ours would latch onto.
Well, because the thing is, I find that when I have checked all of my notifications, that my brain goes, "You should get on Reddit. You should go see what's happening everywhere. You should." And no amount of being on Reddit is going to make that craving disappear. But I've found that reading a book for a couple of minutes, or getting a star in Mario, or looking up the lyrics to a song and learning them, or something like that. It does help. But having some kind of like dopamine pellet delivery system
would be fucking
awesome. Yeah.
Any other ideas?
Or we can we lay that one to bed?
I think we're pretty good on that.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. No, that was fertile ground, if I do say so.
Dear listeners.
Dear listeners, if you come on, if you actually make any of these, we've trademarked all of them.
Yeah, we demand royalties.
Yes.
Also, let us know what apps you would love to see out there in the world that don't actually exist right now. I know that I certainly have tried many wine apps where it was supposed to like give you recommendations and none of them are any good.
I want an apps app.
Oh yeah.
Where I can just get apps.
Yeah. Sizzling appetizzlers.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So fucking buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I mean, those exist.
But just for apps. Like, I know I could DoorDash some buffalo wings, but, like...
It'd be called the Apps Store, and it would have, like, a celery stick, a buffalo wing, and a burrito making the... Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Was I saying something?
I don't remember anymore.
Were you? I don't know.
Okay. He got distracted by apps.
I did, too. I just ate a bunch of Taco Bell an hour ago, and I'm starving.
How?
What are you talking about? Because of apps. Because of appetizers.
Oh, appetizers. Okay.
Right. Oh, no. Right. Okay.
Salsa's phone buzzes. You're doing it again?
Yeah!
Wow, you really do need the translator.
Who calls it? What?
A lot of people just call them apps.
Yeah.
Really?
As opposed to appetizers.
Yep. Yep.
Why?
Because people...
Okay, no,
because letters cost money.
I'm
going to let that one go. Anyway.
Later, at like 3 in the morning, he's going to wake up. But why, though?
Just fucking sip it. That word has already been used by this other... Never mind.
Well, I mean, apps is short for application.
Yes, I know.
Can I get you guys any apps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had anybody say that to me.
Really? I've had...
I'm fairly confident I have, for sure.
Okay, I believe you.
Half-price apps is a like a real common expression.
That is a common expression.
I believe you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm probably inundated with it and just have never registered it.
That's fair.
I don't eat out very much either.
Well.
I don't eat out at a lot of places that have appetizers. Anyway.
Gus.
Look, I've been married a long time. That ain't nobody doing that no more.
Huh.
Wow.
Huh.
Unless it's her birthday.
God. So anyway.
Does anybody have any shout-outs this week?
Jesus Christ.
I want to give a shout-out to just the theater community in general.
Yeah.
There is so much amazing stuff happening. And here's the thing. Like, I thought I was going to get through an episode without talking about it. But we do still have ice in Minnesota, despite what anybody might be saying. There has not been a ramp down. Theater has been very important for a certain level of escapism, but also like the community has been doing a lot of different fundraising shows. And funds right now are kind of the biggest thing that we need, because it is expensive to have a federal occupation at your back door. Yeah, so
it is.
The theater community has just been impressive in producing shows and putting together fundraisers, shows as fundraisers, to be able to support the community. Yeah. So shout out to the local theater community.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say shout out to my friends and partners. This was a weekend for celebrating people that I love, and there are a lot of them. And I know that I know that some of my friends are in more difficult places than others, and letting your friends know that you love them is a really good thing to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm going to give my shout out to the Olympics. I fucking love it. Like, I go for 4 years not giving a fuck about, you know, downhill slalom. And for
luge,
3 weeks of, you know, every 4 years, it's the only thing. You know, skeleton, fucking awesome. Could not give two shakes. I wouldn't think the word skeleton for 4 years. And in the Olympics,
I think the word
it's
skeleton
all
constantly.
I fucking want to see. And I am invested in that shit. And I am going to cheer the fuck out of everybody when they're going down the ice. And I'm going to weep tears for those that have just awful runs and are heartbroken. Like, it is nothing more important than that at that moment. Also, I've been to Olympia, so that's pretty cool, too. For all of those who are still playing the drinking game, that was a name drop. Drink. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I don't think I can yet. I'm really annoyed by that.
Anything at the moment.
I'm going to throw something out there.
Ooh.
Coming up in just a couple weekends is February 28th is World Sword Swallowers Day.
Woo-wee.
That's right. It's only a couple weeks away. Most of you are going to go, oh, that's interesting, and move on with your life. But for some of us, it's like pretty important. So, hey, I'm going to still tell everybody about it because it means a lot to me. So there.
Nice.
Yeah, fair enough.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. It means the world to us. If any of you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Otherwise, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.
Oh.